weeds, shake, and shrivel at the thought of expert lawn and garden advice here at Rosie on the House. Scare your lawn straight by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
That is the universal number, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U, no matter where in the great state you are listening this morning, whether you're in Flagstaff, Sedona, Prescott, Phoenix, Green Valley, or right now, where all of our callers are, on hold, Tucson. Starting off with Bobby, welcome to the program, sir. How may we help you?
Hey, thanks a lot. Really appreciate your program, guys. I'm going to give you a list of my trees, and then I'll let you know what's going on with them. Arizona ash, Modesto ash, privet, and then also a chinaberry tree. For 2 years, this has been going on. Like, the chinaberry tree will leaf out real good in the spring. All of a sudden, boom, it just starts to stunt, and it starts to get these clobs of growth that actually don't grow. They're just green. Now, that happens with all the trees, actually, the Arizona, you know, the Arizona and the Modesto, and the privets do the same thing. They just start growing. They get, like, deformed, and they just don't grow anymore, and it's done it 2 years now. What do you think?
That's odd. I would have said watering, of course, deep watering. You don't want to water real frequently. Give them nice, long, deep watering. Soak the root system really, really well. You know, usually stunted growth or something like that, I'd expect it to be a watering issue, especially with the heat coming on and causing that. If it was some other issue, I'd expect it to be more year-round if it was another issue. So I would start with the basics. I would just make sure you're giving a really, really deep watering and not real frequently, maybe every 7 to 10 days or so. Start there. Start with the basics.
And get the water out.
Yes, out towards the canopy of the tree, right? Not at the base.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Terry, welcome to the program. Also in Tucson, how may we help you?
Hi, yes. I have a pomegranate bush. It's about 7 years old, and it bears fruit every, starts to bear fruit every spring and turns red by fall. But the problem is that they don't grow very large. You know, they're only about 2 inches in diameter, and they crack in the summertime. And so I'm not sure whether I'm adding too much water or not enough water. Maybe you can help me with this.
Well, again, deep waterings, that's a tree. So you're going to want to give it a really deep watering down to about a 3-foot depth of watering and out towards the canopy of the tree. If it's a fruit tree and it's trying to bear fruit, if the fruit are kind of small, usually that would tell me the tree is putting all of its energies into just living and growing and not trying to reproduce. So conditions, something about the conditions just are not ideal. I remember as a kid we had pomegranates and the fruit would split in the sun. I do remember that. So I don't know if I'd worry about that too much. But if the fruit are small, it sounds to me like a watering issue again.
Water, water, water. And you know,
beat that drum.
We talked about the watering by the numbers pamphlet earlier, and I think one reason people don't follow it is it doesn't just tell you, and that's what people are looking for. Someone just tell them. They tell you how to figure it out.
Right.
And most people, not most people, a lot of people don't like to take that time to figure it out. They're looking for a quick answer.
Right.
I want to set my timer on this day for this amount and forget about it. Well, that's not exactly what it is. You got to look at your soil. You got to look at your root. You got to look at your sun. And it's this equation to put together. It's not hard to do, just the discipline to sit down and do it by the numbers.
There's no set number of minutes to water a plant or tree because it depends on what you're watering it with. How many gallons an hour? How many gallons a minute is that device putting out? So it's more total gallons.
So you got to do it by the numbers. So
right. Got to do the math.
Got to do the math. And it's time to plant something. Your favorites, a couple you mentioned, Ocotillo, creosote.
Love them. Again, I kind of hit the leucophyllum. That's one of my favorites. So many different varieties. Texas A&M has hybridized so many different varieties of the leucophyllum. Small ones down to 3 feet. Big ones get to be 8 to 10 feet. Different foliage colors from real whites and silvers to greens, green cloud. The one called Thundercloud just makes an absolutely brilliant blue flower. It looks like it's battery-powered. It's so electric blue. Just beautiful plants. And so easy care. Very low water usage. In fact, you don't want to overwater them. You can actually do them harm if you overwater them. So what a perfect plant for the application.
And just out of curiosity, do you have a plant that's a high water user?
Well, I said roses. Yeah. Of course, I love hibiscus, too. Who doesn't like the flower from Hawaii? A pretty lipstick pink or a red hibiscus. That's a beautiful plant. I always have a little soft spot in my heart to have a few of those plants in the landscape. Even though we try and conserve water, it's nice to have a little spot here and there.
Get your little color in.
There you go.
Your guilty pleasure is hibiscus. Yes. You're a pretty simple guy, Bill. We love having you on the air. And if somebody had questions for you that go beyond this Garden and Landscape Hour, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, they can send me an email at BillJenkins@thinkgreenaz.com. Or they can contact us. Look at our website for all our contact information at thinkgreenaz.com.
Basically a second-generation design-build landscape irrigation firm.
My dad started a business, and I grew up in it, and I stuck with it because I like doing this.
And I'll tell you how far back we go with the Jenkins family. When me, Rosie, got expelled from seventh grade, my first job was raking and cleaning Bill's yard. You were too young to do it at the time.
Hadn't been put to work yet.
Your dad hired the derelict, Rosie Romero. First job ever.
Need all help we can get.
Listen, y'all stay tuned. In the 8 o'clock and the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be doing open lines for whatever you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. We're going to let you ring in. Ask us anything you'd like for the whole hour.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.